Forgive me if your looks, I thought, did once some change discover. To be too jealous is thy fault of every tender lover. My truth those kind reproaches show, which you blame so severely. A sign, alas, you little know what is to love sincerely. The torment of a long despair I did in silence smother, but 'tis a pain I cannot bear to think you love another. My fate, alas, depends on you. I am but what you make me. Dearly blessed, if you prove true, undone if you forsake me. In thee I place my chiefest joy, I seek no other treasure, then do not all my hopes destroy, who loves thee out of measure. Forbear to triumph in disdain, since here I lie and languish. True love is a tormenting pain, which fills my soul with anguish. The silent night I spend in tears, and melt in lamentation, and yet no glance of love appears, but utter detestation. Regarding not my piteous moan, my sighs and sad lamenting, your heart like flint or marble stone, feels not the least relenting. Your beauty gave the fatal wound, and did at first allure me. In chains of love I now lie bound, and you alone can cure me. Cast not a loyal love away, who at your feet lies bleeding. Unto my sight one smile convey, for which my tears are pleading. Why should a charming beauty bright resolve to be so cruel? Oh, let me not be ruined quite in love's destroying fuel. See how mine eyes like fountains flow with crystal tears before thee. Then do not seek his overthrow. Who does this day adore thee? Behold, I am thy captive slave, thy wounded love, believe me, and you alone my life can save, and therefore now reprieve me. Yet though my grief you'll not remove, but still with torments fill me, yet I cannot for forbear to love, forbear to love, although with scorn you kill me. If thus you are resolved to frown and slight my friendly favor, then to the grave I will go down. Farewell, thou world, forever. I find she triumphs in disdain and still denies the blessing. Why should I live to feel this pain, to feel this pain, which is beyond expressing? This said, his naked sword he drew, and to his heart he sent it. And as he bid the world adieu, she bitterly lamented, crying, "I was unfortunate. Would I had died before him." Thus did she weep, when 'twas too late, when 'twas too late, for tears could not restore him.